Nolte, Daily Beast goes full MC Carthy against my son Hunter. By John Nolte on August 30, 2022. The far-left Daily Beast, a documented cesspool of 14-year-old girl hysteria, isn't screwing around when it comes to the upcoming feature film My Son Hunter. There will be no neo-MC Carthyism here. No new MC Carthyism. No McCarthyism light. Oh, no. These fascists are all about McCarthyism, MC Carthyism. The headline might as well read, "The Russians approve of your movie, you traitors." I bet that sound familiar, eh, fellas? Here's the breaking news, America. Just like Married with Children, everybody loves Raymond. Full House, The Nanny, Prison Break, and Law and Order. Just like Spartacus, 1960, The Magnificent Seven, 1960, and McKenna's Gold, 1969. The Russians are interested in My Son Hunter. So, just like blacklisted screenwriter Dalton Trumbo, who wrote the above-mentioned Spartacus, we're all pro-Russia traitors to the red, white, and blue, and democracy. Why, I bet, the Daily Beast has a list of over 200 members of Breitbart News who are known Putin lovers. Really? The best the fascist tards at the Daily Beast can do to blacklist My Son Hunter is to point out that Russia is interested in a feature film that criticizes the US government. Watch the trailer. Why, I'll bet, Russian propagandists also loved All the President's Men, 1976, which, like My Son Hunter, criticized a US president, the US government, and US foreign policy based on documented facts. So Breitbart is in the good company of Alan Pakula, Robert Redford, Dustin Hoffman, Carl Bernstein, and Bob Woodward. Can't you just feel the shame? In fact, I'm now thinking of all those Hollywood movies that criticized presidents and the government. You know, back when Hollywood liberals were still liberal and not pro-government fascists? Putin must especially love those Hollywood movies that keep Western countries addicted to Russian energy imports. Movies that trash the nuclear, oil, natural gas, and fracking industries. You know, pro-environment movies full of lies and hysteria that keep Putin powerful and wealthy. What I mean is lunatic propaganda like this howler. Bet you even money, Putin read that beauty with his pants around his ankles. Fracking causes earthquakes. Say it again, baby. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh. The fact that this is all the left has got, shameless, straight-up McCarthyism, to attack My Son Hunter, is a beautiful sign. Why? Because it means they got nothing else. They mad. That's it. That's all they got. They mad. If you're wondering why they mad, it starts with the fact that the laptop is as real gets. Which means it proves that a number of, you're going to want to click these links. Degenerate, lying, fake news spreading, scumbag news outlets have been caught red-handed deliberately deceiving their own readers. Another reason they mad is that their once powerful fascist bottleneck on information and distribution has crumbled. Not only can Breitbart News get the truth out, Breitbart News is proving perfectly capable of distributing a movie the left's McCarthyites want blacklisted. Oh, and the movie looks professional, slick, well-acted, produced, and directed. The trailer has millions of views. Oh my god, the MAGAtards are getting good at this. And My Son Hunter is taking off without the help of the fascist media, fascist Hollywood, and all the fascist systems the woke Gestapo had put in place to control the culture and flow of information. And now these spoiled, entitled babies are so angry that they've become Joe McCarthy screaming about Americans working for the Russians. This is so much fun. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. It's the story the establishment media don't want you to see. It's available for pre-order now at mysonhunter.com. The film becomes available for streaming and downloading September 7. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.